one-stop shop where students can get support, information, resources about accounting careers, about scholarships, internships, and mentors.
Hey gang, we're back with more Future Proof. This is episode number 194. Bill Sheridan here. Hope you're doing well. So glad you could join us this week because we've got another great conversation for you. First, though, a reminder that this week's show is made possible by our preferred providers. We actually like to think of these folks as partners. These are the organizations, the relationships, the partnerships that allow us, the MACPA, to do a lot of the great stuff that we do for our profession, including this podcast. But these partners, they do way more than that, right? They're doing things that we believe can help you all become more future ready and thrive in this ever-changing world. And help really is the key word here. They truly, truly do want to help. So please reach out to them, find out more about what they can do for you and how they can help you, because they can. And you'll find out more about all of our preferred providers on our website. That's macpa.org/showcase. Okay, so this week we're going to talk about the pipeline. That's that sort of catch-all phrase that folks have been using to talk about our profession's talent crisis, right? And there's no getting around it. That's exactly what it is. It's a crisis. The most recent AICPA Trends report found that accountants are leaving their jobs in really unprecedented numbers. And that's bad enough, right? But you've also got fewer students going into accounting on the front end. And of those that do, only 30 to 40% are actually going on to pursue their CPA. And that's something that, you know, 60% of accounting graduates used to do not that long ago. You know, my old boss, Tom Hood, used to call it the bathtub effect, right? Where water's draining out of our tub faster than it's going in. And that's not good. I heard an interesting analogy about all this recently. An article in Business Insider puts it this way. The author, Erica Sweeney, she writes, quote, "Accountants manage financial processes and financial reporting and ensure regulatory compliance. If the shortage of these workers continues, accountability and integrity in business could suffer," says Stephen Ketchelmeyer, the chair of the accounting department at the University of Texas. And that could lead to a rise in fraud like the Enron and WorldCom scandals of the early 2000s. He said that a lack of accountants, it's like playing sports without a referee. We may not always like the referees, but sports is a free-for-all without them, he said. Accountants and auditors are to business as those people in the black and white striped shirts are to sports. We're the referees of business. Without accounting and without finance, there are no rules to the game. It's like playing a game and you make up your rules as you go along. It keeps the system honest, end quote. So, yeah, we've got a problem. And more than that, we've got tons of folks throwing out tons of suggestions for how to fix it. Some of these ideas now focus on things like the 150-hour education requirement and whether that's deterring students from wanting to get their CPA. And if it is, should we get rid of it? And if we get rid of it, what will that mean for mobility? You know, really important questions there. Other folks are putting forth other really interesting ideas. For instance, could work experience without credit be considered substantially equivalent? The objective would be to craft work experience programs that would be substantially equivalent to academic semester hours of learning. That's an interesting idea. And in the meantime, regulators are already taking some steps of their own. Here's an example. The National Association of State Boards of Accountancy has amended the rules surrounding the Uniform Accountancy Act to give CPA candidates up to 2.5 years to complete the CPA exam once they pass that first section. Candidates used to have 18 months to pass all sections. Now they've got 30, right? Gives them more time, might help remove one of the barriers to entry into the profession. So just a lot of talk, right? A lot of ideas out there. Not sure it's gotten us any closer to a solution yet, but you know, it's good that these conversations are happening. And then there are other folks like those at the Center for Audit Quality who are actually doing some things, some really interesting things to address this issue. The CAQ has launched what they call Accounting Plus. It's a broad-based national marketing campaign designed to strengthen the accounting and finance pipeline and to reach Black and Latinx students at the high school level. There's data out there that clearly shows the profession is falling behind in reaching Black students, and the younger generations clearly care about joining more diverse and inclusive workplaces. And whether we like it or not, folks, diversity is the name of the game going forward. The general population is changing and becoming more and more diverse. U.S. Census Bureau data shows it by 2045, I believe that is, 2045, non-Hispanic whites will make up less than half of the American population. That's by 2045, but let's look at that generationally for just a second, okay? On the first day of 2020, all right, 3 years ago, whites under the age of 18 were already in the minority. Among all young people now in the United States, there are more so-called minority young people than there are white young people. That makes diversity a sheer numbers game. It's a hard trend, if you will. Your future talent is diverse, which means our profession has to do a better job of reaching these young folks. And the CAQ is trying to do just that. They conducted over 6 months of research before launching this campaign about young students' knowledge and influences about potential careers. And what they found is that there is great openness among students to consider accounting as a profession. 81% of Black and Latinx students are initially open to joining our profession. That's good news. They've just traditionally fallen out of that funnel for a variety of reasons: lack of interest or passion in the work, concerns about their skill sets. The CAQ is trying to close that gap, and they're planning to pump about $50 million into this campaign over the next couple of years. And that kind of commitment, you know, we don't see it very often in our profession. So I wanted to find out more. And that brings me to my guest this week. She is Liz Berenson. Liz is Vice President of Operations and Talent Initiatives at the Center for Audit Quality, where she oversees day-to-day and long-term strategic operations. She also leads and advances strategic profession-wide initiatives to attract and retain talent, like Accounting Plus. Liz and I sat down recently, and she explained exactly what Accounting Plus is, right? What the response has been so far, and what role CPAs can play in all of this. So great talk this week about a timely and important topic. Here is my conversation with Liz Berenson. Liz, thanks so much for being here. So I guess my first question is, for the uninitiated among us, what is Accounting Plus? So describe what we're talking about.
Yeah, Accounting Plus is a very broad nationwide campaign that the CAQ has launched in January of 2022, focused on expanding the pipeline of Black and Latino and Hispanic high school and early college students. So those are the audiences that we're trying to reach. And we're reaching them, the campaign, through paid social media marketing and content marketing on social media channels. Ultimately, what our goal is to reach as many students as possible. You have to reach, a successful campaign requires lots of touch points, lots of information. So students are getting information about accounting careers, and then we're hopefully bringing them back to our www.joinaccountingplus website, which we are building a platform as a one-stop shop where students can get support, information, resources about accounting careers, about scholarships, internships, and mentors as well.
That's That's a lofty initiative there. There's a lot kind of embedded in there. So a number of questions come to mind. So first of all, when was this launched? When did you guys kick this off?
So we launched the Joint Accounting Plus website in January of 2022. But prior to that, we did 6 months of proprietary qualitative and quantitative research, which is the grounding of the campaign. So all of the messages that we're putting out there on the social media channels to reach students are grounded in research. We went out, we surveyed, but we did focus groups, individual interviews with students, and then surveyed, and we were able to break out the responses by demographic to understand, you know, what students think about accounting, when they're making their career decisions, who influences them. If they're not getting, our research tells us that, you know, the biggest influencer for students on career decisions across the board, across all demographics, is that they usually know somebody in the field or they have a close contact. Mm-hmm. But we know for that the profession right now is not representative of society. So for kids that might not have contacts in the field or know much about accounting, we also saw in our research that social media is a big place where kids are getting information about careers, which is why we launched this. And it is a brand awareness campaign that is largely driven on social media channels.
Gotcha. Well, what were some of the other things that kind of stood out from that research? I mean, there's been a lot of, you know, bad news out there regarding the pipeline. What kind of opportunities kind of stood out for you when you were looking at the results that were coming in?
Yeah, one of the biggest opportunities that we saw is that as we talk to students and we explain what accounting is and what it's not, that there's a lot of interest, especially for Black and Latino and Hispanic community college students. That's where we saw the highest level of interest. And so we see that as an audience or target. We think we can be targeting students that are community college students that have an interest in accounting and expanding on that interest and supporting them, you know, in their journey from community college into four-year programs. So that's something we're really focused on. Another opportunity that we see is clear, and we've done some more up-to-date research this past fall. So basically, you know, we started out, we did all this research on what are student perceptions about accounting. We launched the campaign with messages that are grounded in that data. Then we went back and we looked at how we're performing. And in our most recent research, we see that we're performing very well, that those messages that we're out there with right now, actually, we see a 21-point brand lift, meaning, you know, if you talk to kids and you ask what their perceptions of our accounting before getting that messaging and after, that after receiving those targeted messages that we know are grounded in research, we're seeing great results there. So I think the opportunity is what we're doing is actually working, and we believe firmly that we can have great impact here. And then more specifically, what we saw is that there are audiences that haven't been traditionally tapped, where we know that there are a lot of underrepresented students within community colleges, and we need to, because that interest is there, we think we can do a better job of reaching them and supporting them, and that can have a payoff.
That's really interesting. And one of the things that kind of stood out for me when I first heard you mention what you guys are doing there was some research that you'd done that kind of pointed to the fact that these students that we're trying to reach, they're open to the idea of accounting and finance as a career. They're incredibly open to it. But what's kind of getting in their way? What are some of the barriers that are keeping them from pursuing that?
Yeah, we did some work on understanding barriers, and we're going to actually be doing more. This is an area that we really want to understand as clearly as possible. But what we saw initially in our research is that a couple of things. interest. We're losing kids due to interest. And there are a couple, you know, points in the pipeline where we think this is happening that we want to understand more. One is those intro to accounting courses. So you have kids that are interested in accounting. They're getting to that first intro to accounting course. And for some reason, they're getting turned off by that. And, you know, there are a couple of reasons that why we think this is happening. And it's tied into, I think, this perception of skill set that's needed. So there's also this perception that accounting is very, very heavily math focused. And so I think that we think that part of this is they're getting that idea maybe in that first year accounting course. And what can be done to maybe to shift how those courses are being taught to more accurately reflect what is happening in accounting now, right? Like a lot of those kind of rote math responsibilities are now being done by artificial intelligence or, you know, technology. And so I think that there's a disconnect sometimes, I think, in what is being taught and where those professors were, you know, in the past when they experienced what was happening in the accounting field, what's actually happening now. So how do we change that disconnect? And I think, and then it's the, you know, the perception of skill set, as well as financial considerations. I think that's also came out in our research initially that, you know, that there are, especially for underrepresented demographics, that the financial considerations in getting a fifth year in accounting might negatively impact the pipeline.
Yeah. Yeah, that's first impressions count for a lot, right? I mean, it's like we've had that conversation over and over again in recent years too. It's like how do we break through those stereotypes? And it's hard when the, you know, the first course that they take is kind of reinforcing some of that stuff. So kind of rethink that. So this is kind of interesting. The tie here that I'm hearing between pipeline and diversity and inclusion, which is, you know, just another huge issue in our profession. Explain how this program is kind of hitting both of those buttons at the same time. And it sounds like it's a natural fit because a lot of the folks that you end up targeting are Black and Latino students who are underrepresented as a whole in the profession. So just talk a little bit more about that, the tie between this initiative and DEI.
Yeah, so we know there's a pipeline issue for across all student demographics. Students are not entering the profession at the same rates as they used to. And I think we thought there would be an increase. You know, traditionally, I think there's been an increase in the pipeline when there's a recession that happens. We're not seeing signs that is going to be happening. And then, of course, we had COVID where total college enrollments were down overall. So there's a pipeline issue across the board with all student demographics. We're focused primarily on reaching Black and Latino and Hispanic students because when we look at the data, it's clear that over time, we've not successfully brought more students of color into the profession. We've seen increases in the number of Asian students entering the profession. In fact, if you compare high school graduation rates, college graduation rates, the percentage of accounting graduates in comparison is actually higher for Asian students than it is for total graduates overall. Same with white students. But for Black students, really have not budged over many years since we started measuring. Mm-hmm. And clearly we're falling when we compare the demographics of when we look at the number of Black students graduating high school, Black students graduating from college, accounting majors is falling behind for sure. And with Latino and Hispanic students, we're seeing the same thing, but we are seeing increases, steady increases that we expect to continue seeing based on population demographics of Latino and Hispanics in this country. So, but the pipeline is an issue overall. What we also know from our own research and from many, many other sources is that this generation, which has grown up, you know, one of the most diverse generations that we've seen, truly cares about diversity, equity, and inclusion. And so if we truly want to make a difference with the pipeline and the profession, we need to, we believe, change the demographics, change the make this profession more diverse. And by doing that, we believe that we can hopefully attract the best and the brightest of all student demographics into the pipeline, because that's what students are looking for across the board. They want a workplace that is representative, it's diverse, it's inclusive, where it feels equitable. Those are really important factors for career choice for student, for this generation across the board. And but we have to fix the diversity issue to be able to make that appeal to all students.
Sure. I'm curious, Liz, why the CAQ? Why is this organization kind of driving this initiative?
Yeah, we are, we are absolutely situated in a way with our governing board where we have had direct access to the Big Four, and then our other firm partners, mid-tier firms, Grant Thornton, BDO, RSM, and Crow. And so given that direct access, it makes us, launching a brand awareness campaign requires two major things. It requires time, but it also requires funding and resources. And so to get this thing launched, we needed those resources up front, almost think of it as seed money. And we were very well positioned given the CAQ's structure and our governing board, and been having many conversations at the board level around diversity across the profession and what can be done collectively. And this seemed like something that we could get off the ground and get moving with their help immediately.
Yeah, with that kind of backing. It seems like you're going to have access to resources, money, perhaps, that folks who have been concerned about this for a long time might not have access to themselves, right? I mean, how much money are we talking about here with that this initiative is kind of gotten off the ground with?
Yeah, well, what we're looking at, we since launch over the past year, our commitment has been $10 million total.
I'm sorry, how much?
Million to launch the website and get out there and start advertising on social channels, mm-hmm. but to truly see the growth that we want to see and that we need to see, what we're looking at is a almost $50 million investment over the next 2 years.
Wow. That's that is a commitment. What kind of responses have you received so far? Since launching it earlier this year, what are you hearing for the folks who are being exposed to this?
Well, two things. I mean, from the folks that are being exposed to it, we're seeing great success. I mean, I think that I shared with you some of our brand lift study that we did, mm-hmm. where we know that the messages that we're working are working. I'm not the marketing, social media marketing expert, so I can't really, I can share that, when we look at our metrics in terms of, clicks and time on page, and then ultimately students that are signing up for the website, we've seen tremendous success there as well. I don't have the numbers in front of me right now. I could share those with you, but I'm just like picturing the chart that shows the hockey stick chart where, you know, since we've launched and when we're truly targeting the students that we want to reach where they are, that we're seeing great success. And then we're seeing a lot of interest from other firms and other organizations that have partnered with us. So, for example, NABA is a great partner that has signed on to support FAF and IIA are two organizations that have signed on to support, and then other firms that we've been working with, and there's a long list, and we're excited to go into 2023 with the support of firms beyond just our governing board firms. And ultimately what we'd like to do is start reaching out to other corporates, because obviously this pipeline issue is not just an issue for our eight governing board firms. It's an issue across the industry. It's within the private sector, corporates. You know, we need to be thinking about changing perceptions of the accounting brand for students.
Yeah, it seems like there's a lot of excitement throughout the profession about the things that you're doing. It's certainly a needed initiative. I'm kind of curious, what kind of role can, you know, the average CPA out there play in this? How can we get the profession at large to pay more attention and to be part of this?
I think a great place to start is reading and understanding the research, right? Because truly, like, what the profession how it might have attracted the current workforce might not be for those same reasons that we're trying to reach students now. So kind of, I would say, understanding and empathizing, perhaps putting yourself in the shoes of what this current generation wants. Mm-hmm. And then thinking about, like, how you are talking about the profession, does that necessarily match with what we know about this current generation? Mm-hmm. So I think really understanding those differences and putting yourself in the shoes of the students that we're trying to reach, and being very intentional with how we talk about accounting and what matters. I think that there used to be this badge of honor about, you know, kind of working through tax season and, you know, kind of the same mantras I used to have to walk to school without boots in the snow up to my waist, right? Like that kind of messaging really does not work for these students. And so I think that's one thing that we can all do. And then also, you know, I think most of us have social media accounts, either if it's Instagram or Facebook. Might not be TikTok, where we are with kids right now. I have two teens. They're on TikTok. I'm not on TikTok. But, you know, you can sign up if you just Google or on your Facebook account, search for Accounting Plus. Start following. You'll see content coming through. And then you could share that content with high schoolers that are in your own network. And that messaging and how we're messaging accounting, you know, on Facebook, on Instagram, you know, it's working. And so, you know, one for an example that came up the other day was talking about the accountants that work for Major League Baseball, right? My kids are really much they love baseball. They would love to work in the sports industry at some point. I don't see them being professional ball players, but being able to message clearly, like, this is a career that could help support that passion of yours. Think about it, right? Like that kind of, those kinds of things we could all do.
Anything that I hear this all the time, but any passion or interest that anybody out there might have, there's an accounting and finance function tied to it at some point. You know, and so, yeah, it's a fantastic profession from that point of view. You can definitely pursue your passion and still contribute to this profession. I think that's a really good point. You know, we used to have conversations with, this was going back a few years ago, with CPAs, particularly in firms, about, you know, attracting the next generation of talent and bringing them in for possible interviews and asking the question, you know, what are these kids going to see when they walk into our doors, right? Are they going to see a kind of a future focused firm that's going places, or are they going to feel like they're walking back in time as they're going through those doors? And I think what you're saying is that it applies to a whole lot more than just the look of the firm, but it's our own mindset, right? And how we project this profession onto others that we need to start paying more attention to.
There's so many very exciting things happening, right? We're clearly, like, you know, the world, we're transitioning, but like, I think this profession is transitioning. We think about ESG, right? Reporting and the role that auditors and could play there. There's so much opportunity when we think about technology, right? Like drones doing inventory. There are so many interesting facets and things that are happening here that we, I think, can highlight. This is not going to look the same as it did 20 years ago, right? It will not. It's evolving just like most industries are evolving. And I think getting excited for that change and being able to share that is really important.
Yeah, that's a fantastic point. So where can people find out more about this? They want to learn more or figure out, you know, how they can participate. Where are some next steps?
Yeah. So first would be, if you want to check out the website that I was talking about, which is joinaccountingplus.com. And there you can see, you know, what students are seeing. Our goal is bringing students back. If you, the firms that we're working with and other partners, we're going to be asking, you know, as we continue to create content on there, there will be more, that platform will be growing. So like I said, we're going to be doing a scholarship hub, an internship hub, digital mentoring. That's being built and will continue to be built over the next 2 years. And then getting involved from the perspective of learning what our research says and understanding what messages resonate, if you go to www.boldambition.org, Bold Ambition is it is a website that we've set up highlighting all of the work of what's happening within the DEI space across the industry. And the research is on that site. So you can see more there.
So give me that URL again. It's
www.boldambition.org.
Got it. All right. Perfect. So, is there more? What else could people? Okay. Perfect.
I just think, you know, getting involved is also,
yeah,
yourselves on what could attract students to the profession, and then reaching out to as many students as you have in your network, whether that's nieces, nephews, kids, friends of kids. Like, it has to be, we need to be more consistent in how we're talking about the profession and ultimately what we're trying to do here. It's culture change, right? It's, yep, it's changing those initial perceptions that come up when you mention accounting, which is, it's boring, it's math centric, you know, so we all can play a part here in changing that. Yeah.
A lot of us, I think, need to unlearn a lot of stuff and relearn some new things about the world that we've been working in for years. Right. So what is this, I guess, the future of the profession look like to you, Liz, and to other folks there at the CAQ who are working on this?
Yeah. The future of the profession looks like it is more representative of our society at large, right? When we think about, the continued diversification of the population, that accounting is right there and with it, right? I think that's really important. It's important for all of our stakeholders and the future success of the profession. So, and ultimately, you know, it's representation, but it's also diversity of thought and perspective that truly can continue to improve, increase audit quality, right? Like that is, the Center for Audit Quality is our name, and we do believe that a more diverse profession makes for a ultimately the work that we're doing, improving that work.
Yeah, yeah, that's, and I think with work like this, we're on our way toward getting there. So thanks for what you're doing. And Liz, thanks so much for your time, for being here. I appreciate your time and your insights, and good luck with the program.
Appreciate the opportunity. Thank you so much.
Good stuff there from Liz Berenson, Vice President of Operations and Talent Initiatives at the Center for Audit Quality. You can learn more about all of this by visiting thecaq.org. And you can find out more about Accounting Plus by visiting joinaccountingplus.com. And don't forget, folks, this week's show is made possible by our preferred providers, our partners in this profession. They're doing things that we believe can help you all become more future ready and thrive in this ever-changing world. And you'll find out more about all of our preferred providers on our website. That's macpa.org/showcase. And that's our show, gang. Thanks for being here. Have a great week. Talk to you again soon.